From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Today is my birthday. Today I am 50 years old. I'm in shock. Honestly, I shouldn't be. I know perfectly well I was born in 1957, the literal peak of the baby boom. More babies were born that year than any year in American history, so we'll have plenty of company for our inevitable mass midlife crisis. But actually, we've had plenty of company all along. 4.5 million, to be exact. Born at the statistical height of the baby boom has made it all a little more crowded for us 50-year-olds. First teenage job, college admissions, clawing our way up the career ladder, finding a parking space, everything was that much more competitive. I've accumulated a lot of material stuff in those 50 years, but lately I'm realizing that mostly material things don't matter. People do. My big 5-0 has me out of the blue remembering people with a pang of regret about missed opportunities. I wish I'd spent more time playing catch with my dad. I wish I told my teachers that I appreciated their hard work now that I know firsthand how truly hard it is. I wish I'd spent the afternoon with my grandma learning how she made her noodle pudding that day she asked me. I'd always planned to have my French mother-in-law show me the 1930s Paris neighborhood of her childhood. Now it's too late. I didn't know these people would leave the party so soon. I wish I had appreciated them more at the time, before they disappeared into life's rearview mirror. It's an unexpected birthday gift, the realization that if, in this 24/7 life we baby boomers are so smugly living, you get that rare chance for an actual time-consuming human connection, grab it. You may not get the chance again. It's later than you think, and life will hand you few precious moments with precious people. Make the most of them. Those are the moments I'm remembering. So to my fellow baby boomers turning 50 this year, blow out those 50 candles. But careful about the cake. We're watching carbs. Happy birthday to us. With a Perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.